code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on October the 1st, 2008. For newcomers, I ask you to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, that's the official website, and download as many of the previous talks as I've given in the past as possible, and listen to them at your leisure. There's lots of data in there which will piece the big picture together for you, because we need basically a short cuts to what's happening in the world today. There's so much data, but not enough reality involved in the data. That's the problem, and that's also intentional. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up in the various languages of Europe. And right off the bat, I have to tell people that there are websites out there that piggyback on mine and appear to be mine, but they're not. My sites are cuttingthroughmatrix.com, .org, .net, .ca, and the mirror sites are .info, .ethrix.com, and .jenkness.com. Anything else is not mine. Even if I'm on it, it's not mine. Also, Alan Watt Sentient, sentinel.eu, is the only authorized site out there in my name. There are people who, as I say, piggyback, they have ulterior motives, and casual people who walk into those sites and piggyback on search engines will think it's me. These are done with malicious intent. That's the purpose of them. And you have to go through page after page before you find out it's someone else. If you get that far, other people will just get turned off. So much is happening in the world today that people haven't a clue what goes on in the information business. They're preoccupied with the media, what the media gives them, but they don't know there's a war going on with information, a real war. And I've read some of the transcripts on this air, articles from major media to do with the cyber wars that are going on from official sources. And they set up these teams years ago. What they try and do is take you down. They also do emulate your sites. Now they're trying to defame you if they can't get you financially, and I've had that too. And you get attacked from all kinds of different roads. Last week, there was some guy selling my books on his site under Patriot Guise, and I wondered why I wasn't selling any books here. And that's what they do. They try and cut the finances from under your feet, and you fall. Quite simple. And if you can't do that, they'll get to you under other guises. But for young people, I tell them, you can certainly rebroadcast what I put out there, but be honest and fair about it, and tell them who owns the site, right on the front page, in big, bold letters. I don't authorize any forums. I have nothing to do with them. So don't expect me to authorize or say this is my forum. Doesn't happen. Forums are set up there so that everyone can go at each other with ego and battles and opinions. And in the cyber wars, you haven't a clue who you're talking to. You haven't a clue. And they do have them out there, working for military agencies, going through all these chat rooms and dragging people down into the mud. I'll be back with more after this falling break.
Mm-hmm. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
There you go.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308 0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through this matrix, this big, incredibly complex matrix that most people think is reality, but the realities are induced realities, and their opinions are induced as well. They're broadcast into them, and the collective mentality takes over. You judge your sanity by what everyone else thinks and does. You don't want to be different. And before I go on to this next topic, which is an important topic, as I say, remember that there's a real war going on in information. I've watched people over the years go down through many different tactics and dirty tactics being used upon them. And it will not happen to me. And last week, I was able to get in touch with some people. I've got lots of friends all over the place. We can give visits to those who are doing the dirty on me. This will not be allowed to happen. I watched it happen to many more before me. I've seen Bill Cooper go down too, and he was halved in two with bullets from SWAT teams that were sent out to kill him. This is a real war that's going on. It's not fun by any means. And those who get involved in it better know what they're doing, because war has been declared upon them by their own higher agencies. They're either with us or you're for the terrorists. Terrorist includes all those who disagree with this whole New American Century policy. And they play for for keeps. They're not messing around. Therefore, you can only be responsible for what you say yourself. And that's what I do. And I really resent it when people use deceptive methods to try and lure people into their sites, people who will think that is mine. I know what I say, and I know what to say. You can't be responsible for other people who can't be responsible for themselves. This article I'm about to read is important, and I'm going to tell you where it comes from at the end. Otherwise, you'll all rush off to punch it up, then you won't be listening to my comments upon it. And this was printed in 1997. It's a few pages from a magazine. It ties in with the New American Century. If you wonder why we're going down this path we're going today, economically, and all the other things that are being used, all the big changes that are happening today, and war, for economic wars, economic resources. And it also tells you the arrogance, if you listen to the wording of it, of how the elite, this was written by people who were up there, what they think of you, the profane, as they call you, those in the darkness, those who never know reality. It says here, we have entered an age of constant conflict. You've heard that now, it's constant conflict. This has been taught in all military academies. Has been for a few years. This is 1997. Information is at once our core commodity and the most destabilizing factor of our time. Until now, history has been a quest to acquire information. Today, the challenge lies in managing information. Managing information, remember, it's managed. Those of us who can sort, digest, synthesize, and apply relevant knowledge soar professionally, financially, politically, militarily, and socially. We, the winners, are a minority. This is by those at the top. This is also ties in, as I say, with the New American policy or the New American Century agenda and the project for New American Century, which Pearl and Wolfowitz and all those characters at the top belong to. This is from the 90s. For the world masses, that's all of you out there, devastated by information, they cannot manage or effectively interpret. Life is nasty and brutish and short-circuited. General pace of change is overwhelming, and information is both the motor and signifier of change. Those humans in every country and region who cannot understand the new world, or who cannot profit from its uncertainties, or who cannot reconcile themselves to its dynamics, will become the violent enemies of their inadequate governments, or of their more fortunate neighbors, and ultimately of the United States. We are entering a new American century in which we will become still wealthier. Now he's talking about his own higher class. Culturally more lethal. Think about that. And increasingly powerful. We will excite hatreds without precedent. What do we hear in 2001? They hate us. Our targets hate us. Our targets, you see, hate us. Doublespeak. We live in an age of multiple truths. He who warns of the clash of civilizations is incontestably right. Simultaneously, we shall see higher levels of constructive trafficking between civilizations than ever before. The future is bright, and it's also very dark. More men and women will enjoy health and prosperity than ever before, yet more will live in poverty or tumult, if only because of the ferocity of demographics. There will be more democracy than they define it, that deft liberal form of imperialism, and greater popular refusal of democracy. One of the defining bifurcations of the future will be the conflict between information masters and information victims. There's a war on for your mind, you see. In the past, information empowerment was largely a matter of insider and outsider, as elementary as a division of society into the literate and illiterate, while superior information, often embodied in military technology, killed throughout history, its effects tended to be politically decisive, but not personally intrusive, once the raping and pillaging were done. Technology was more apt to batter down city gates than to change the nature of the city. The rise of the modern West broke the pattern, whether speaking of the dispossessions and dislocations caused in Europe through the introduction of machine-driven production or elsewhere by the great age of European imperialism, an explosion of disorienting information intruded even further into Brodel's structure of everyday life. Historically, ignorance was bliss. Today, ignorance is no longer possible, only error. The contemporary expansion of available information is immeasurable, uncontainable, and destructive to individuals and entire cultures unable to master it. What they're telling you here is that information is used as a weapon. The radical fundamentalists, the bomber in Jerusalem or Oklahoma City, the moral terrorist on the right, or the dictatorial multiculturalist on the left, are all brothers and sisters, all threatened by change, terrified of the future, and alienated by information they cannot reconcile with their lives or ambitions. They ache to return to a golden age that never existed, or to create a paradise of their own restrictive design. They no longer understand the world, and their fear is volatile. I'm showing you here how the people pegged. Information destroys traditional jobs and traditional cultures. It seduces, betrays, yet remains invulnerable. How can you counterattack the information others have turned upon you? There is no effective option other than competitive performance. For those individuals and cultures that cannot join or compete with our information empire, there's only inevitable failure. Of note, the internet is to the techno-capable disaffected what the United Nations is to marginal states. It offers the illusion of empowerment and community. The illusion. The attempt of the Iranian mullahs to secede from modernity has failed, although a turban corpse still stumbles about the neighborhood. Information from the internet to rock videos will not be contained, and fundamentalism cannot control its children. Our victims volunteer. I'm telling you that through information, they will also conquer. The giving of a corrupt culture, which they rule, will overtake the world. These non-competitive cultures, such as that of Arabo, Persian, Islam, or the rejectionist segment of our own population, are enraged. Their cultures are under assault. Their cherished values have proven dysfunctional, and a successful move on without them. The laid-off blue-collar worker in America and the Taliban militiamen in Afghanistan are brothers in suffering. It's a truism that throughout much of the 20th century, the income gap between top and bottom narrowed, whether we speak of individuals, countries, or in some cases, continents. Further, the individuals or countries could make it on sheer muscle power and the will to apply it. Could work harder than your neighbor and win in the marketplace. There was a rough justice in it, and it offered near ecumenical hope. That model is dead. Today, there is a growing excess of muscle power in an age of labor-saving machines and methods. In our own country, we've seen blue-collar unions move from center stage to near irrelevance. The trend will not reverse. At the same time, expectations have increased dramatically. There's a global sense of promises broken, of lies told. Individuals on much of the planet believe they have played by the rules laid down for them. In the breach, they often have not. But only to find that some indefinite power has changed those rules overnight, try the banking system, etc. The American who graduated from school, or high school in the 1960s, expected a good job that would allow his family security and reasonable increasing prosperity. For many such Americans, the world has collapsed, even as the media tease them with images of an ever richer, brighter, fun world from which they are excluded. These discarded citizens sense that their government is no longer about them, but only about the privileged. And we're back with more from this article. They don't tell you later where it's from. And it's very, very important and interesting. See you in a minute.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we are Cutting Through the Matrix, continuing with an article which is very pertinent to the agenda, the big agenda. It also gives you glimpses into what's already been done to your own culture and civilization intentionally, if you read it correctly. Now it's time to bring the whole world down. Says here, the foreign twin is the Islamic or sub-Saharan African or Mexican university graduate who faces a teetering government, joblessness, exclusion from the profits of the corruption distorting his society, marriage and poverty or the impossibility of marriage, and a deluge of information telling him, exaggeratedly and dishonestly, how well the West lives. That's what they feed the people outside the Americas. The illusion. It's used as a weapon, you see. In this age of television series, franchising, videos, and satellite dishes, this young embittered male, and remember too, they talk about war on the youth coming up across the planet. This young embittered male gets his skewed view of us from reruns of Dynasty in Dallas or from satellite links beaming down Baywatch, sources we dismiss too quickly as laughable and unworthy of serious consideration as factors influencing the world affairs, but their effect is destructive beyond the power of words to describe. You see, that's already been done on the American culture by those who rule America. Now they're using it across the world. Hollywood goes where Harvard never penetrated, and the foreigner unable to touch the reality of America is touched by America's irresponsible fantasies of itself. He sees a devilishly enchanting, bluntly sexual, terrifying world from which he is excluded, a world of wealth he can judge only in terms of his own poverty. Most citizens of the globe are not economists. They perceive wealth as inelastic, its possession a zero-sum game. If decadent America, as seen on the screen, is so fabulously rich, it can only be because America has looted one's own impoverished group or country or region. Adding to the cognitive dissonance, the discarded foreigner cannot square the perceived moral corruption of America. He can't see how it's already been destroyed morally. A travesty of all he has been told to value with America's enduring punitive power. How could a nation whose women are all harlots stage Desert Storm? It's an offense to God, and there must be a demonic answer, a substance of conspiracies and oppression in which his own secular disappointing elite is complicit. This discarded foreigner's desire may be to attack the great Satan, America, but America is far away for now. So he acts violently in his own neighborhood. He will accept no personal guilt for his failure, nor can he bear the possibility that his culture doesn't work. The blame lies ever elsewhere. The cult of victimization is becoming a universal phenomenon, and it is a source of dynamic hatreds. What they're telling you is how much they despise those who will not, as Darwin said, keep up and adapt in the survival of the fittest game, because remember, they believe in this. It is fashionable amongst American intellectuals, elites, to decry American culture with our domestic critics amongst the loudest in complaint, but traditional intellectual elites are of shrinking relevance, replaced by cognitive practical elites. Figures such as Bill Gates, Steven Spielberg, Madonna, or our most successful politicians, human beings who can recognize or create popular appetites, recreating themselves as necessary. Contemporary American culture is the most powerful in history and the most destructive of competitor cultures. While some other cultures, such as those of East Asia, appear strong enough to survive the onslaught by adaptive behaviors, there's your Darwin again, you see, most are not. The genius, the secret weapon of American culture, is the essence that the elites despise. Ours is the first genuine people's culture. It stresses comfort and convenience, ease, and it generates pleasure for the masses. It generates pleasure for the masses. We are Karl Marx's dream and his nightmare. Secular and religious revolutionaries in our century have made the identical mistake, imagining that the makers or the workers of the world or the faithful just can't wait to go home at night to study Marx or the Quran. Well, Joe Sixpack, Ivan Tupichny, and Ali Kuat would rather baywatch. America has figured it out, and we are brilliant at operationalizing our knowledge, and our cultural power will hinder even those cultures we do not undermine. There's no peer competitor in the culture or military department. Our culture empire has the addicted men and women everywhere clamoring for more, and they pay for the privilege of their disillusionment. American culture is criticized for its impermanence, its disposable products, but therein lies its strength. All previous cultures sought ideal achievement, which, once reached, might endure in static perfection. American culture is not about the end, but the means. The dynamic process that creates, destroys, and creates anew. If our works are transient, then so are life's greatest gifts, passion, beauty, the quality of light on a winter afternoon, and even life itself. American culture is alive. This vividness, this vitality is reflected in our military. We do not expect to achieve ultimate solutions, only constant improvement. All previous cultures, general and military, have sought to achieve an ideal form of life and then fixed it in cement. I'll be back with more about this agenda, which is in action right now, after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. I'm reading an article. At the end I'll tell you where it comes from. And it might not surprise you at this stage to tell you that every officer in the US military has been taught this content from right through the whole 1990s. To do with what's happening today, why it's happening, and where it's going. It says, ours is also the first culture that aims to include rather than exclude. I'm showing you how they're using it as a weapon. And I should also mention that back in the 1960s, early 70s, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations had their big meeting in England to decide which culture industry would give the culture to the world. Now here they're telling you they're using it as a weapon, but first you see that they use it on their own people to break them and separate them so there's no opposition to government. Now it's to be used abroad using the same culture. The first culture that aims to include rather than exclude, the films most despised by our intellectual elite, those that feature extreme violence and to the victors the spoils of sex, are our most popular cultural weapon. Bought or bootlegged nearly everywhere. American action films, often in dreadful copies, are available from the Upper Amazon to Mandalay. They are even more popular than our music because they're easier to understand for the foreigner. The action films of Stallone or Schwarzenegger or Chuck Norris rely on visual narratives that do not require dialogue for a basic understanding. They deal at the level of universal myth of pretext, celebrating the most fundamental impulses, although we have yet to produce a film as violent and cruel as the Iliad. They feature a hero, a villain, a woman to be defended or won, and violence and sex. Complain until doomsday it sells. The enduring popularity abroad of the shop-worn Rambo series tells us far more about humanity than does a library full of scholarly analysis. When we speak of a global information revolution, the effect of video images is more immediate and intense than that of computers. Image trumps text in the mass psyche, in your brain, in your head, it fixes itself there. And computers remain a textual outgrowth, demanding high-order skills. Computers demarcate the domain of the privileged. We use technology to expand our wealth, power, and opportunities. Now, he's not talking about the general population here, remember. The rest get high on pop culture. This is the masses. If religion is the opium of the people, video is their crack cocaine. When we and they collide, they shock us with violence, but statistically, we win. As more and more human beings are overwhelmed by information or dispossessed by the effects of information-based technologies, there will be more violence. This is the fact that you're going to have no privacy. Information victims will also see no other resort. As work becomes more cerebral, those who fail to find a place will respond by rejecting reason. We will see countries and continents divide between rich and poor in a reversal of 20th century economic trends. Developing countries will not be able to depend on physical production industries because there will always be another country willing to work cheaper. The have-nots will hate and strive to attack the haves. You're talking about 30, 40 years war. Remember, I've read these articles before from the Department of Defense. And I'm filling in little places here for you in between that to show you why it's happening or why it's going to happen. And we in the United States will continue to be perceived as the ultimate haves. Perceive, mere perception, not reality. States will struggle for advantage or revenge as their societies boil. Traditional crime terrorism will be the most common form of violence, but transnational criminality, civil strife, secessions, border conflicts, and conventional wars will continue to plague the world, albeit with the lesser conflicts statistically dominant. In defense of its interests, its citizens, its allies, or its clients, the United States will be required to intervene in some of these contests. We call them contests. We will win militarily whenever we have the guts for it. There will be no peace. There will be no peace. Remember that phrase, 100 years war. At any given moment for the rest of our lifetimes, there will be multiple conflicts in mutating forms around the globe. Violent conflicts will dominate the headlines, but cultural and economic struggles will be steadier and ultimately more decisive. What we're hearing right now, banks going under. The de facto role of the U.S. armed forces will be to keep the world, not the U.S., but the world, so it's international, your military is international, the world safe for our economy, that's the elites, and open to our cultural assault. To those, do you hear that part too? Open to our cultural assault. They're assaulting other nations with the culture. If you don't accept it, you die. To those ends, we will do a fair amount of killing. We are building an information-based military to do that killing. I'll repeat that for the harder thinking. We are building an information-based military to do that killing. There will still be plenty of muscle power required, but much of our military art will consist in knowing more about the enemy than he knows about himself. Or what's happening right home in all the countries of the West? Data collection about you. All information collection is about you. Manipulating data for effectiveness and efficiency and denying similar advantages to our opponents. This will involve a good bit of technology, but the relevant systems will not be the budget vampires, such as manned bombers and attack submarines that we continue to buy through inertia, emotional attachment, and the lobbying power of the defense industry. Our most important technologies will be those that support soldiers and marines on the ground, that facilitate command decisions, and that enable us to kill accurately and survive amid clutter, such as multi-dimensional urban battlefields. Multi-dimensional urban battlefields. Last week I read about regiments coming home to the U.S. from Iraq, and now they're working alongside the police and for urban warfare.
The only imaginable use for most of our submarine fleet will be to strip out the weapons, dock them tight, and turn the boats into low-income housing. That's their little joke on the poor. There will be no justification for billion-dollar bombers at all. For a generation and probably much longer, we will face no military peer competitor. Our enemies will challenge us by other means. The violent actors we encounter often will be small, hostile parties possessed of unexpected incisive capabilities or simply of a stunning will to violence, or both. Renegade elites, not foreign fleets, should worry us. The urbanization of the global landscape is a greater threat to our operations than any extant or foreseeable military system. We will not deal with wars of real politic, but with conflicts spawned of collective emotions, sub-state interests, and systemic collapse. Hatred, jealousy, and greed, emotions rather than strategy, will set the terms of the struggles. Then it goes on and on and on to tell you about the wars will be economic wars, and how they're going to basically loot the planet to make sure their system survives. The loot the planet of all its resources, which again, I read the history of, starting with Britain in the 1500s and free trade, and then the Royal Institute of International Affairs, turning the world into a world of servants. You will be a servant to the world state. Now, this is from Parameters magazine from the military, summer 1997, pages 4 to 14. This is what they teach them in the military academies for officers. And before I go to the callers, there's one more article I'd like to read to you to show you how debased society has become. And for those who know a little bit about history, and there's not many who do today, for those even who can understand this part, if they've seen the movie Braveheart, where he is hung, drawn, and quartered at the end, which is traditional torture, an execution, a public execution done through the ages by the wonderful royalty of Britain and other royal families, all related to them. The masses used to treat it like a fair. They'd sell beer and food, and the crowds would cheer and jeer. And that's what you get under a totalitarian system. The masses become utterly degraded. And this follows on from that article I've just read, from the top, and how they see the public, the general public, how they perceive them as the masses, and they're so confident we'll act the way we're meant to act. This is from Britain, and it shows you how far the culture has been plummeting. And no wonder they've had years and years of basically recessions and depressions in Britain. And they feel pretty hopeless, and the worst base instincts come to the surface in a society that has no hope. They're sarcastic, and they tend to even hate each other. It's from the Telegraph Media Group. I think it's today, in fact, it's October the 1st, 2008. Suicide teenager urged to jump by baying crowd. A teenager jumped to his death after being egged on by a group of onlookers who were taking photographs and filming the tragedy on their mobile phones. By Nick Britton. Says here, Sean Dykes, 17, plunged from the top of a city centre car park after police negotiators spent 3 hours trying to talk him down. A 300-strong crowd had gathered underneath, with a few shouting abuse at him and urging him to jump. One teenager even yelled, "How far can you bounce?" Eventually, Sean leapt 60 feet onto the pavement below, dying instantly. Police said none of those who were shouting at him were actually committing an offence. No, the mob, you see, the profane mob, don't commit an offence. They do what they're expected to do in a debased society. You see, their culture was under attack, too, for a long time. You must debase your own cultures and dominate the people completely before you can use them as cannon fodder to dominate others. That's from the last article. It says here, Superintendent Andy Hall of Derbyshire Police said it was a disturbing and shocking reflection on society when people feel inclined to do that. Then it goes on about the rest of how it all happened, and you get your usual tut tut, that's nasty and awful, etc., from prominent figures of the town. But that's the same thing as bread and circuses. You see, you've fed bread and circuses to the public for years, and now you have the debased culture that emulates that which they're indoctrinated with. Expect more of this. One day they'll be gathering at your door when the cops are smashing it down or putting holes through it with bullets, and they'll be chewing them on. Sad comment, but true. Now I'll go to the phones now, and we've got Tom from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Tom?
Alan?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a question for you about the Pizzo family. I've been doing some research the family a couple of thousand years ago, and I'm coming into some information that they're actually responsible for the creation of the New
Church. No, they were not the ones who were responsible. They're one of many families who financed the churches into being, but they definitely were big wealthy tycoons back then. And they were basically doing the same work as the foundations do today, promoting that which could be of use to them.
Now these this particular time period was more or less full of Gnostics and Jews and other types of religions at the time. And then what did? They just created a religion at that time out of basically what was around them, so it would be familiar to the people. And then, of course, we have what we have today in the form of the Gospels and that.
Well, they definitely used what was available to them, but it came in. It always comes under, you cannot create a truth from anyone without it being plagiarized immediately and distorted by others and used for those who already rule. And of course the tycoons and the merchants of that day already ruled, and a religion which unfortunately could be promulgated for peace, turn the other cheek, was very, very useful to these people, and so they grabbed it right away. And even before Constantine created authorized it to be included within the Roman Empire's religions, even before that, there were powerful groups working on it to use it to their own advantage. But that would be the same with any truth in any era.
Now, I had spoken to you once before about the combining of the New Testament with the Old Testament to give us the Bible of today. Is that when that melding process occurred, roughly around the 15th, 16th century, or was it already happening before that?
It was around the 15th, 16th century, and most historians will agree that was when a form of compromise was made, because they were enforcing laws for the new world to come, and they had to turn to the Old Testament for all the rules and regulations for the laws, and see what was acceptable, what was not acceptable. And they wanted also a judicial system to come out of it, a new type of judicial system that had a pretense of giving the person a chance to survive. Before that, if you were charged with any crime against the king, you were simply hung on the spot. And so they wanted to give us this new system, at least give a pretense of justice. Yeah.
So people like Wycliffe and Tyndale, they were basically persecuted and prosecuted because they really could see through it, and they really were for translating into the vernacular for the common man.
You're fine with Wyndale. He was also he was sort of goaded on by the nobility, who wanted to take more power from the royalty itself, and they were definitely behind him all the way. Whether he was a willing fool or what, I don't know, but he did. He was heavily backed by the nobility of Britain, as opposed to the actual royal aristocracy and all the families.
Oh, you're referring to Tyndale, right?
Another one.
Wycliffe,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I get some insight now as to what's been going on and how that developed. Well, hey, thank you for the info, Alan. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Take
all right.
Care.
We'll see ya.
And we've also got Dale from Michigan. Are you there, Dale?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Alan. There was a little entertainment in the United States this week when John McCain was supposed to be on the David Letterman show. He told David Letterman that he couldn't make it because he had to go to Washington and sort out our economic problems. And when they were reporting on it, they, as a little aside, they said that he was having an interview with, I think it was Katie Couric, but he was also meeting with Lady Lynn de Rothschild. Yeah. And and if anybody knows anything, they should get on the Internet and look up our Federal Reserve System, because it's privately held. It's not a part of our government. And those who own it are the Rothschilds. Anything that says Citigroup, Citibank, Citicorp, National City, City anything is owned by the Rothschilds. And they are also, they bought Wachovia Bank, took over its assets. And it was just, and another...
Hold on and we'll come back after this break.
Okay.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And we're talking to Dale from Michigan. Are you still there, Dale?
Yes.
Yes, what else did you want to say there?
There's a really good video on the Internet called Ring of Power, and it goes into the empire of the city. And I can't vouch for all of it. It goes into, like, the conspiratorial background of Jesus Christ and how it was, who it was supposed to be and everything. And how
I know, they got an awful spin on everything.
Yeah.
But that's the intent of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I also wanted to say, you had mentioned that when you read or you watch something, it's like it'll sink in later.
Yeah.
A lot of the meaning, and I do the same thing if I'm reading a book. I'll start conjugating a thought while I'm reading, and I'll have read like 15 pages, and it'll kind of sink in, but it won't, you know, consciously. But the Time Machine, the latest version, the 2002 version, Jeremy Irons talks about the tendencies of human beings. And that those that are underground, that, that, you know, survived in the caverns under the earth, are predators.
Mm-hmm.
And that he controls the species above ground and below by mind control.
Yeah.
And that if he didn't control them, that within a matter of months they would consume the entire food supply, which are the humans on the surface.
Yeah.
But I'm always looking for more information on symbolism, and I've bought all kinds of books, and sometimes dream symbology also helps you out. I had a dream when I was a kid about cannibals that came up from the underworld that would take people below and chop them up into like a human salad and feed on them. And I kept having this dream until I finally followed them underground and killed them, and then it was like everybody came back to life and went up to the surface. But when you look up cannibalism, it stands for incest, which is what these people are into. I mean, completely.
It's also Cain and Abel. Cain destroys Abel, and you have cannibal, you see.
Yeah, and I thought it was really interesting in Melchizedek in The Mystery of Fire, Manly Hall says that the Freemasons are not really Freemasons. They're Frermaison, which is Brotherhood of the Sun.
And the light, that, yeah, yeah.
And that they are the offspring of Cain, and that they are rapacious. I mean, you know, he says this,
well, that's,
you know,
that's,
with pride.
You'd understand that, that Freemasonry teaches them as they go up the ladder that it's their right and duty to prey upon the profane masses.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you wonder what it is that makes us profane.
I know. If you look at the military, just look at the military emblems, watch them marching, how they square up and all the rest of it. They're a purely Freemasonic institution, and how they salute, you know, the sol, you're actually saluting the sun. You're actually putting the hand over the one eye. That's the eye of Ra. Everything in the military is Freemasonic. You start every journey from ancient Egypt to the day. Look at the stelas with the left, by the left foot forward. That's how it starts, the long, long march. So the cult is all around you at all times, and the public see it not. And these guys run your entire system from the top to the bottom and give you rituals on television every day. But that's the music for the end of the night. And from Hamish and myself up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. To me, your God or your gods go with you.
Let me tell you why I